It's Dick Toledo, and I want to thank you guys for downloading, streaming, and sharing all of our HMS podcasting content. Today's podcasting content is being brought to you by our friends at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Check out their new and used inventory online at chapmandodge.com. And while you do that, have you realized that you're sick of your house yet? Tired of being cooped up every weekend? How about getting away, far away, to where people aren't, like up in the high country? Well, if I've learned one thing in working with a Jeep lover for 20 years, it's that when you want to leave people behind, there's only one thing that'll get you there. The off-road machine, a Jeep. And right now at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big on the rolling definition of go big or go home during Jeep Adventure Days. Happening now. Visit them at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 in Indian School or simply do it all online at chapmandodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more and enjoy today's HMS podcasting content.
Still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
All right, let's get right to it. We're going to need another caller there for the squares. We don't have quality guests. So we got one online. If you want to play the squares, 585-9800. That is the number, and you can call. Brett will screen those calls. While we introduce our beautiful squares for this morning, the Guadalupe Squares, with your host, Jeremy Bergeron. Jeremy!
Thank you, Chancellor. Let's start in the top left corner. It's the President, Donald Trump.
That's right. Very exciting week for me. I'm very happy.
Four more years.
That's right. Four more years. I start that chant for. Thank you very much, Brady. Excellent. You know what? I really like that chant. But it's a serious. No, most
Vote
of the time.
Him out.
I can,
Vote
no,
him
I can
out.
Stop that. Jeremy, you're going to get fired just like the last one. We'll have Brett hosting the squares, the all-Italian greasy squares. But I want to say that normally I'm here for a little levity. I'm here to bring, you know, you always have a good time.
Brought some comedy?
No, I usually come with comedy. Usually come with comedy. That's what Melania says. He always comes with comedy.
That's what DT does. He brings the comedy.
But I'll tell you this. This week's very serious as we celebrate the life of Ruth Buzzy Ginsburg.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
I don't know who that is, but Ruth, she was one of the funniest.
Great on Laugh-In.
Laugh-In was one of my favorite shows growing up as a young billionaire. Borrowing money from his father, I used to watch Ruth Buzzy Ginsburg make all the
so
great
talented.
Choices with Dan and Dick and Goldie and all the greats.
You got some good replacements?
I got some great ideas. Yes, I'm thinking Joanne Worley from Lowell, Indiana. It's going to be one of our finer replacements. Jane Curtin could be on the...
Good.
To replace Ruth Buzzy Ginsburg will be very hard, but I think we can do it. We've got a lot of quality female entertainers out there that can put on the robe, shape themselves like a capital C and sit in a chair for 88 years. I think we've got a lot of people that are qualified. I think there's a lot that could do it. I really do. And I think we're going to find the right one. We're going to announce it Saturday. I am leaning towards one of the older ones that's getting it done for quite a long time. Jane Fonda. I would like to see her shaped like a C and die on the bench. That would be nice. Otherwise, you know, Ruth Buzzy, we're going to miss you, Ruth Buzzy Ginsburg. And she lays in state, Brady, lying in state, which is quite beautiful.
Today, yeah, yeah. Right? Or
have you ever been to one of those scientific places when the people from Egypt come in and the mummies are there? It looks very much like that. She's laying there like a mummy, laying in the middle of the rotunda.
They're putting her organs in jars?
Yes, they're going to jar her. Yeah, she looks just like King Tut today. Tut's 1,000 or 2,000. I'm not sure about ages, but I know they look pretty much the same. If you'd have put her up on a lineup and said, which one's King Tut, no one would know. But Ruth Buzzy Ginsburg, we're going to miss you. Flags are at half staff. The country's a little less funny without Ruth Buzzy Ginsburg.
All right, top middle square, it's O.J. Simpson.
Hello, Twitter world. You heard from me just a little bit ago. My wife's diaries are coming out this weekend.
Wow. What is she? Oh.
Well, then most of them are just about how happy she was with me, and then there's a couple missing days, and then how happy she was with me and the kids again. Then there's like a month of missing days. But I think it's just
kind of chopped up.
It might have gotten hacked up a little bit. I'm not sure how that was, but I don't want anybody coming to me.
She liked to edit. She
like
liked
that.
To edit her entries.
She was very,
there's a lot of scratching.
She
out
was a private lady. She liked to keep her mouth closed, except for in the morning with that Brentwood hello. But most of the time, she was very quiet. Couldn't speak. And that was all right. But let's just look at these diaries for what they are. It's just the rants of a crazy white woman. Nothing in that can be held in a courtroom, can it? It's just so you can write. Like, I have my diaries and say I did not do it, but nobody didn't. People don't look at those.
Juice, who do you got between the Bills and the Rams?
And the Bills and Rams this week is going to be interesting, Brady. And you know what? I've got like what my fantasy football team's letting me again draft after the game's over. But I'm looking very much at Josh Allen to have a big day. I like the Bills and the Rams. Of course, I can't go against my Bills, Brady. And I love Los Angeles. I'm not allowed back there because of murder. But I love the city of Los Angeles. I'm glad
you
they
know
got
the
two
streets,
teams.
Man.
It's great. I like. I go to a Rams game, take a girl to a Rams game. Hopefully she minds her own P's and Q's because then I got trouble again. But, you know, that's how women are.
Let's not lose your head.
You can't live with them and they can't live long. All right.
All right. In the top right square, they're in a little hot water. It's Shaq and Charles.
It's crazy. Crazy what we said last night got us all hot water. I don't like it.
This is crazy. All I said was that who's a black person going to call if we get rid of the police and get themselves Ghostbusters show up? Now all of a sudden I'm getting yelled at on the Twitters. I don't want to be on Twitter. I don't care to be on Twitter. Just get off my ass.
Shouldn't have said nothing about nothing. Just talk about basketball. We won't get in trouble for that.
And pizza.
Pizza's good too. Papa John's.
Shaq sells.
Shaq sells.
Every time.
I guess the general get some insurance in here because I need some insurance right now.
That's crazy. Two people trying to say what they want, and then all of a sudden they get yelled at. By the way, the Denver Nuggets is going to come back and win the whole thing. Is that too controversial? Does that make me a bad guy because I was voting against LeBron? I don't want LeBron to win no more. He's got a crazy amount of championships. I got none.
Nuggets and Heat in the finals? Huge ratings.
Now that you say it like that, I think the Lakers should win with the Celtics. Let's skip that. Nuggets-Heat finals, ain't no good. I don't want that at all.
All right, middle left square, it's Bill Belichick. The national nightmare is over. Drop charges.
I don't know what
you're
talking
about. For Mr. Kraft.
It's Robert Kraft, first of all. Richard Kraft is...
I said Mr. Kraft.
It's Dick Kraft, which is what he was practicing in that massage parlor, a little Dick Kraft.
Totally outplayed the orchids.
We move on from wild orchids. We're on to Indianapolis massage parlors. Everybody just... mind your own business. Who hasn't been jerked off by an Asian? Raise your hands. I rest my case. Prostitution? You have to pay over $200 for that. $50, it's just a nice date.
And they tried to get you on film.
I have it on film. But like most films in the New England Patriots era, it was destroyed, not used in court. So we're pretty pleased with that. There you go.
All right.
Electric.
In the middle square, it's Brady Bogan and Kirby D. Williams.
Oh, the bitch barn this weekend is going to be ticking and talking. Oh, we're going to have some fun in there.
Bitch barn.
Oh, the bitch barn. Oh, we're going to have a discussion circle at noon today. Me and Ronnie and Kirby. Just our feelings, airing out our feelings. The only person allowed to talk is holding the talk pillow, which I think is an important part. And then we're going to have a knitting.
Craft Saturday.
Craft Saturday is coming tomorrow. Not Robert Craft Saturday.
No.
Because that would be hand jobs. And that doesn't happen in the bitch barn. Ronnie put up a sign that said, this is a hand job, blow job free zone.
Just like the rest of the house.
Just like all the rest of the house, the car, any hotel. She carries that. She wears that sign around her neck like Flavor Flav.
Anywhere a Bogan goes.
Yeah, that's right. Anywhere a Bogan goes, blowjobs do not follow. But that's okay. Oh, and then we're going to watch some great stuff. Ronnie called the DirecTV folks and made it so she's blocked every channel but Hallmark in the bitch barn. So we're going to watch...
Christmas movies!
Christmas movies! Holy! Oh, it's going to be great. And we're going to have kale, and we're going to water the plants, and we're going to do origami. Oh, the bitch barn will be ticking jealous, boys! Come to Brady's bitch barn!
All right, in the middle right square, Fargo's coming back, and it's the new star, Chris Rock.
Everybody go to watch Fargo on Sunday. Watching Fargo, Brady?
I'm in.
Brett, you watching Fargo?
I'm in.
What about you, old timer?
I'm in.
All right, we all watching Fargo. It's going to be great. You can watch me act, which I ain't never been able to do before. We got Fargo on Sunday on FX. Got to watch the FX to see Chris Rock on Fargo. Without it, you can't see it. Brady, your bitch barn better get another chance.
It'll be rocking.
But Sunday night, you should be covered in flowers like a rose bow float watching Fargo.
We're going to watch Grown Ups and Grown Ups 2 to prepare.
Watch both those movies, but you watch them quiet in another room because people find out you be watching that and they won't be your friend no more. Those movies are terrible.
All right. Bottom left square, it's Brady's secret square. Give us a hint, Brady.
Yeah, how you guys doing? I'm 73 years old. I'm a musician and I'm a good actor. I played a character called BT in the Fight Club.
All right, we got you.
Let me sleep on it.
All right, we got
baby,
you.
Baby, baby, let me sleep on
Delicious.
It.
Delicious. Oh, God. Brett just got it.
All right, bottom middle square. It's 80s metal singing Megan.
All right. We are the youth gone wild. Oh, I've been loving on the 80s music lately.
You're rocking out.
I am an 80s.
Kicking ass.
Hop all night. Sleep all day. That's right. I am all over the 80s rock music, and people seem to love it. I can't wait to sing another 80s song once you hold up a sign. Where the down boys go. Ho, 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 ho.
Now that's what I call 80s
Where
Megan.
Where the down boys go. Oh, here we go. She's my cherry pie. Pussy, 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 pussy cat. I've gotten into 80s music lately around the house, and I'm loving it.
John Gordon is in love.
I know. He's in the windows all of the time. Uh-oh. He's got his pants down again.
And a lighter.
Uh-oh. He's going to hurt himself.
All right, in the bottom right square, it's the boss himself, Tripp Reed.
Yeah, I guess I didn't give Mo enough tools to be interesting.
She dropped the tools.
Yeah, I gave her tools, and then she did stuff with them. And, you know,
we're here.
Even if I gave her tools, would anyone have noticed? If a Mo show falls in the forest. So, yeah, in rebuttal to your interview with Mo, the official stance of Tripp Reeb Management of Hubbard Radio Phoenix is you, Mo.
No.
All right, who do you got on the line?
All right, we got Ryan, and, well, I was looking for a woman, so I looked at the caller ID, Claudia, but it's actually Randall, since he's on a family plan, too.
All right, Claudia, you go first. Pick a square. Oh, wait, I didn't turn you on. Sorry, Claudia, go first. Pick a square. Sorry, my fault. Hurry.
Go Brady in the middle.
Yeah, that's a good choice right there. Coming over to my bitch barn this weekend. We got a sewing machine that I can work with my phone. It is unbelievable. Ronnie got it for my man cave, and we put it in immediately. On nights we're not knitting or crocheting our favorite places, it is awesome. We'll come to my... Hey, Claudia.
Calm down, Brady.
Hey, Claudia. Sunday. Noon.
Sunday.
Come to my Pinterest party. Bitch barn Pinterest party.
Making sleep pants.
95 inches of Hallmark television. In sleep pants. Can't wait for the Pinterest party. That's going to be great. We're going to get a cornucopia going for Thanksgiving. You should start building it now. It's going to be awesome. What's my question? Go.
All right, Brady. True or false, Japan is the country that is most prone to earthquakes.
Japan? Yeah. Most prone to earthquakes? Well, that's because of Gojira. I'll say that's true. They're in the Ring of Fire.
All right. He says true. Do you agree or disagree?
I'll agree.
All right. That is true. Alex gets the square.
Good job.
All right, Ryan, pick a square.
I'll take Meatloaf in the secret square.
Oh, yeah. Hey. Right away.
But I won't do that.
That song's about anal sex. I'd do anything but love, but I won't do that. Always about anal sex. Go ahead.
All right. Randall, Claudia, whatever. Pick a square.
Let's go with the Tripp Reed.
Yeah.
Tripp Reed.
Who's Tripp Reed?
Tripp Reed. Close enough.
He was an on-air DJ in New York, wasn't he?
Let me ask you a question, Claudia Randall. Can you do mornings on a gay radio station?
Probably not.
Yeah. The problem with that station is everybody was taking too many tools.
Good one, Tripp.
See what I did there? If I threw more tools at 93.3, they'd just be people with a mouthful of tools.
Come on.
Yeah. So anyway, Mo will be. Did you ever listen to the Mo show, Claudia Randall?
No.
Yep, that's the reason why she's doing middays.
Anyway, big surprise.
Enjoy the Woody show for the first few days, and then come back here. All right, good luck. What's my question?
All right, true or false, a sheep, a duck, and a rooster were the first passengers ever in a hot air balloon ride.
Wow. I don't know if that's true, but I want to see it. You know what else I wish was
in
there?
That was a cocky balloon trip.
Brady with the old man humor. All right, Brady, I've given you too many tools. I wish Brady had a tool in his mouth every time he wanted to say one of those dad jokes. I'll say that's true. And they never came back.
All right, true or false, Claudia?
I will say true.
And it's right. It is true, and they all survived.
Like David Blaine.
That's right.
You know what I'd like to see in that first hot air balloon? Ian, Moe, maybe you, Jeremy. I think that's good, too.
Whatever you want, Trip. All right, Ryan, pick a square. You got to go with 80s Meadow Megan for the block.
All righty.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome. Hey,
what's Ryan, your favorite?
What's your favorite 80s metal song? Mine is this. I don't need nothing but a good time, and it don't get better than this. Blah, 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 blah. I'm loving that stuff. 80s metal music is the best.
Give us some Poison.
Didn't I just do that?
Oh, yeah, that was. Oh, yeah, that was.
Oh, no, you're not requesting the song. You actually want Poison.
Yes, please.
Kill yourself so I don't sing anymore. Come on, feel the noise.
Yeah.
Girls, you're boys. It's filthy, filthy. Oh, John Gordon is in the window again. What's my question?
True or false, the Bahamas is the only country to officially include the in their name.
The Bahamas?
Yes.
Bahamas? Alabama has the Bahamas. What?
True or false, Megan?
I will say that the Bahamas, I say the Bahamas every time. I thought it was one word. What? Rihanna is a Bahaman. Rihanna
I think
is from
so,
a Bahama.
Yeah. One of the Bahamas.
Rihanna
yeah.
Bahama. Tommy Bahama. Doesn't have Tommy the Bahama. Does it?
No, it doesn't.
Home sweet home is the Bahamas for Rihanna.
It is.
I'll say that's false.
All right, she says false. You agree or disagree?
Disagree.
No, you shouldn't have done that. It was false.
That's it. He got a champion right
Claudia
on time.
Claudia wins.
Claudia wins.
Oh, man.
You know, if she was my wife, I would probably stop that singing pretty fast.
How would you do that, Jess?
Well, I would chop her head off. That usually ends the singing fairly quickly. Works for birds and people. It's got a little songbird down there. Got rid of that.
All right, let's get the hell out of here, shall we? We're done. That's it. I mean it. We're done. Brett, do you have anywhere to go this weekend?
No.
Brett's been
no,
running around
no.
doing events and not telling us.
Next week I will. I'll let you know next week.
Self-promote later. Yes. Jeremy, you're not doing anything?
Nope.
Good for you. Brady, I know you're at home in the bitch burn all weekend watching Hallmark.
Big activities.
Fantastic. We're done. You guys have
Take it away, Joe.
Let's give it on back to Joe. Have a good one, everybody. See you Monday.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
A giant of limitless power.
Limitless power.
You need a ride, but you don't want just any ride. You want your ride. Not just something that'll get you from here to there. Something that says, here I am. And it's not enough just to buy your new ride either. No, you need to be able to buy it your way. At Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, we got you. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 in Indian School Road or do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.